This is the second in a series of thoughts concerning men who met the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. The man we're considering today is a man about which we know very little. We don't even know his name, his home, his age, his nationality, none of these things. He is a typically anonymous member of the crowd that was around the cross the day the Lord Jesus was crucified. He was the man in charge of the crucifixion, and he crucified the Son of God and put him to an open shame. On the day he died, Christ claimed two converts. His saving grace was extended twice, once and first to reach a Jew, and then again to add this Gentile soldier to the ranks of the redeemed. One was a man who cursed him. The other was the man who crucified him. Let's draw near to Calvary, and let's watch the crucifixion through the eyes of a Gentile soldier. First, the Holy Spirit draws a veil around the scene. He does not describe the brutal nailing of a man to a cross. It was all too familiar a sight to those of that day. Anyone with an ounce of imagination can depict what usually went on. The curses, the cries, the struggling, the fighting, and the kicking. The blaspheming victim on the one hand, and the calloused executioners on the other, driving their rusty spikes through the tender flesh and on into the rough-hewn timber behind. Then the sickening thud as the cross was lifted up and dropped to a hole in the ground, and the long, awful hours in the burning heat, with a jeering crowd looking on and poking fun. This is what the world did to the Son of God. The world crucified him, and this man carried out the sentence. If you had asked him, probably he would have said, "It's not my fault. I'm not responsible for this. I didn't really crucify him. Those men did. I'm not nearly so guilty as those reviling priests." But the fact remains, he went along with the crowd and crucified the Son of God. We're living in a much more enlightened age than did this Roman soldier. We have an open Bible in our hands. We have the verdict of history on this ghastly crime. The Bible warns us not to neglect the salvation God has purchased for us by the death of His Son, Hebrews 2:3. The world has made its verdict, and you and I either must go along with the verdict that was cast, or else take a stand against it. We must face the serious implications of being born into a world which crucified the Son of God. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus is of timeless significance. It demands that every man born into this guilty world take sides either for or against it. And God is going to judge every man in the light of Calvary. Oh, friend, where do you stand? In the person of Jesus, God has planned and carried out a personal visit to this planet. The reaction of the world was to get rid of him. Its reaction is the same today. It would crucify him again if it could. What is your response to the Lord Jesus? The first step away from our horrible complicity in the cross and the fearful guilt of Calvary is stop being so utterly thoughtless, careless, and indifferent. We must consider him which endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. This is what the centurion did to the saving of his soul. It soon began to dawn on him what he had done. He began to consider Christ, and before long he was confronted with the significance of the personality of the Lord Jesus. Somehow this man graced that Roman cross as though it were a throne. In some ways it looked more like a coronation than a crucifixion. The centurion had never seen such majesty in the face of such misery, such calmness in the face of such cruelty, such dignity among such degradation, and he heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Undoubtedly this stunned and startled the centurion, and in his experience, men being crucified did not pray like that. Never a man spake like this man. What manner of man was this anyway? And so he looked and listened until the personality of the Lord Jesus began to take hold upon him like a great vice. It always does when we give it a chance. For Jesus is unique. His personality is the very personality of a holy, loving, perfect, and magnificent God. Friend, I wonder if you're willing, like this man, to commit your all to the Lord Jesus, to recognize in him who he was, what he did. Some cried, "If thou be the Christ, come down," but not this man. With him, surely thou art the Son of God. Will you today take sides with the Lord Jesus? Accept him for who he is, for what he did for you at Calvary.